the beginning of May, 1720, about 30 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, a vessel whose landing coincided with the most amazing outbreak of the plague in that city's memory, Saint-Denis, the Viceroy of Sardinia, whose reduced monarchical responsibilities had perhaps sensitized him to the most pernicious of the viruses, had a particularly afflicting dream. He saw himself infected by the plague, his dream was ravaging the whole of his tiny state. Beneath such a force, all social forms disintegrate, all the collapses. He observes every criminal of morality, every psychological disaster. He hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Torn, failing, and giving collapse of tissue, his organs grow heavy and gradually turn to carbon. But is it too late to avert this course? Even destroyed, even annihilated, organically pulverized and consumed in his very marrow, he knows we do not die in our dreams, that our will operates in uncertainty, even in the negation of possibility, even in the transformation of the lies from which truth can be made. He wakes up. All these rumors about the plague, these miasmas of the virus from the Orient, he will now know how to keep them away. One night, at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, a vessel whose landing coincided with the most amazing outbreak of the plague in that city's memory, Saint-Denis, the Viceroy of Sardinia, whose reduced monarchical responsibilities had perhaps sensitized him to the most pernicious of the viruses, had a particularly afflicting dream. He saw himself infected by the plague, his dream was ravaging the whole of his tiny state. Beneath such a force, all social forms disintegrate, all the collapses. He observes every criminal of morality, every psychological disaster. He hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Torn, failing, and giving collapse of tissue.
In May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Corps Saint-Antoine, one night he saw himself infected by the plague, beginning of May, infected by the plague, he dreamed about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille. He saw himself infected by the plague, one night, at the end of April or the beginning of May, he's infected by the plague, he dreamed about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille. He saw himself infected by the plague, one night, at the end of April or the beginning of May, he's infected by the plague, he dreamed about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille. He saw himself infected by the plague, one night, at the end of April or the beginning of May, he's infected by the plague, he dreamed about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille. Even the prince saw himself infected. One night in the end of April, he wakes up. He's operated by the plague, he's dreamed about 20 days before the arrival, even the transmutation of the lies. One night in the end of April, he hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Torn, failing in a dizzying collapse, wakes up.
He hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Torn, failing in a dizzying collapse of tissue, 1720.
He hears about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille. He saw himself infected by the plague, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720. About 20 days before the arrival at Marseille, in the transmutation of the lies from which truth can be remade. He wakes up. All operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility, even in the transmutation of the lies from which truth can be remade. He wakes up. All operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility, even in the transmutation of the lies from which truth can be remade. He wakes up. Oh. 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 He wakes up. 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 Oh. He wakes up. Oh. About the plague. These Mayas. He wakes up. All these rumors about the dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility. Even in the transmutation not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity. Void, even annihilated, organically pulverized and consumed to his very matter. Infringement of morality, every psychological disaster. He hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Torn, failing in a dizzying collapse of tissue, his organs grow heavy and gradually turn to carbon. But is it too late to avert the scorch? Even destroyed, even annihilated, organically pulverized and consumed to his very marrow. Now he knows that it is 20. Even destroyed and collapsed, annihilated, organically...
...of the Grand Saint Antoine, one night at the end of 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille, saw himself infected by the plague. One night at the end of 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille, saw himself infected by the plague. One night at the end of 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Grand Saint Antoine. One night at the end of 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Grand Saint Antoine. One night at the end of 1720, about 20 days before. Saint Antoine, one night at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720. About 20 days before the dizzying collapse of tissue, his organs grow heavy, one night before the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720. Even before the collapse of tissue, organically pulverized and consumed to his very mouth, he knows we do not die in our dreams. That our will operates even in absurdity, even in the negation of possibility, even in the transmutation of the lives from which truth can be remade. He wakes up.
His organs at the end of April or the beginning of May, 1720, about 20 days before the arrival at Marseille of the Grand Saint Antoine, a vessel whose landing coincided with the most amazing outbreak of the plague in that city's memory, Saint-Rémy, the Viceroy of Sardinia, whose reduced monarchical responsibilities had perhaps sensitized him to the most pernicious of viruses, had a particularly afflicting dream. He saw himself infected by the plague he dreamed was ravaging the whole of his tiny state. Beneath such a scourge, all social forms disintegrate. Order collapses. He observes every infringement of morality, every psychological disaster. He hears his body fluids murmuring within him. Tall, failing in a dizzying collapse of tissue, his emotions grow heavy and gradually turn to carbon. But it is too late to avert the scorch. Even destroyed, even annihilated, organically pulverized and consumed with his very marrow. He knows we do not die in our dreams, that our will operates even in absurdity, even in the transmutation of the life from which truth can be relayed. He wakes up.
All these rumors about the plague, these miasmas of the virus in the Orient.
He will now know how to keep them away.
Days before Thank you.
was destroyed. Even destroyed, even annihilated, organically pulverized and consumed to this very hour. He knows we will not die in our dreams, that our will operates even in certainty, even in the negation of possibility, even in the transmutation of the lies through which truth can be relayed. He wakes up. All these rumors about the plague, these miasmas of the virus in the Orient, he will now know how to keep him there. About 20 days before the arrival of the state, I will operate even in the city, even in the negation of